Stuff by Lisa Halper.
Morning, Rumi.
Top of the morning to you.
Coffee?
Mind reader.
I'm hungry. Want me to whip you up my famous bowl of cereal?
You spoil me. So, how was your date last night?
Okay. Nick forgot his wallet.
You know, if you deconstruct his name, it's Ick. Ick. Subliminal warning.
Message received. So, how was your date?
Not something I'd like to repeat.
Sorry, Bubs.
I'll get the coffee.
Thanks. Hey, give me your opinion. What do you think of this outfit?
Cute.
Really?
Is this a trick question?
No, I can always tell when you're holding back.
Really?
Yeah, your forehead always does this little crinkle thing.
I have a little crinkle thing?
Yep.
Don't you think it's a little rustic that your truthometer is my forehead?
Admit it. You hate this outfit.
I won't. You, my friend, are adorable. You could wear a paper bag and it's...
Speaking of paper bags.
What?
The bridesmaid dress.
You knew your sister wouldn't want anyone to outshine her.
Does that mean I have to look like a bloated eggplant? Oh, God, that's her. Distract her. I'll climb out the window.
Be brave. Is that big box for me?
Is my little sister home, Dorco?
Hey, Carrie.
I brought the dress.
Great.
You're not really gonna wear that pinkness, are you?
What do you mean? Pink is the new black.
No, ever since Sandra Bullock turned 50, 40 is the new black. Baby blue is the new pink. Now, try it on.
I'll try it on later.
I'm not leaving till I see you in it.
Okay, fine. Back in a flash.
Here. Now.
Oh, come on. Jack
is gonna turn around and eat. Right, Dorco?
You got it, Sarge.
Here goes nothing. Whoa. It's so purple.
I love purple.
That's just a whole lot of look.
Enough with the commentary.
Holy crap.
Did I look?
I look like a grape Jabba the Hutt.
What? Oh my God!
What? It's not that bad.
It's hideous, and it's five sizes too big.
Oh, so they got the wrong size. 12, 22. You could see how that could happen.
What's as big as an elephant, purple as rain, and can obscure a human being with a single zip? This dress.
Shut it, dude.
I'm not wearing this.
Yes, you are. We'll get it altered right now.
I gotta work.
Wait. I've been desperate to talk to you about Nola.
What's she done this time?
She's weaseled her way into being a bridesmaid.
Why did you say yes?
Because I'm not a bitch, Lena. What else was I gonna say? God, the last thing I need to be worrying about is who she's going to try to have sex with after the ceremony. I mean, it's my wedding, right?
Apparently.
Sometimes I just think it'd be better to elope.
Oh, that's a great idea!
Oh my God, Lena. How can you say that? It's my wedding? Besides, if you elope, you don't get half the presents.
Right. Sorry.
All right, we better get going.
Carrie, I'm already late for work.
Colin's sick.
Good luck transforming that gargantuan taffy to bruise.
I hate you, Jack.
Have fun.
Welcome to Paula's Wedding Palace. We treat you like royalty.
Look. Look. I didn't order a size 22. I'd like to exchange it for a size 12.
We don't do exchanges.
You have got to be kidding me.
Do I look like I'm kidding?
Well, then, I'd like you to alter it for free.
Well, I'd like to win the lottery. You have a choice, honey. Pay for the alteration, or she wears it as is.
Fine. Extortion.
Put it on, honey.
I hate my life.
Let me zip that.
Carrie, even if she alters it, it's gonna look awful. Can't I wear something?
Don't you dare say another word about the dress.
Let's see.
I'm never getting married.
Oh, you say that now, but just you wait.
No, seriously, never.
Why not?
Never seen it work. Ow!
Sorry, occupational hazard.
Anyway, trust me. Not all marriages are bad.
Trust. That's the thing. The whole thing is supposed to be based on trust, but nobody is ever honest with each other.
What are you talking about? Ben and I are completely honest with each other.
Oh, really? So you've told him that your nails, boobs, and eyelashes are fake?
No, but...
And he knows that you sneak out of bed in the morning to put on makeup before he wakes up.
No, but...
But nothing. If two people can't tell each other their little truths, how are they supposed to be expected to find the courage to tell each other the big things?
I'll give you the truth. If you never take the dress off, it'll never get altered.
Boom. That's what the truth sounds like. Here you go. Please accidentally lose that dress. I'll give you a really big tip.
I'll give you a tip. You're a grown woman. You don't have to wear a dress that you hate just because someone else wants you to.
Hey, that is not helpful. Let me talk to your boss.
I am the boss.
You're Paula?
There's no Paula. It just goes nice with palace. Paula's palace. Nice ring, right?
There's no Paula? What about truth in advertising?
Pot kettle. I'll have this sewn up in a jiffy. Come back in an hour.
Who says jiffy anymore?
I heard that.
So come on, Lena. What's your real... Oh, a triple shot soy latte, not too hot.
Decaf drip, please.
Spill it. What's your ish with marriage?
It's just that... Well, there are so many things, intense things in life that people don't talk about.
Like what?
Like buying a house, having a kid, menopause, grief, you name it. Everybody goes through it, but nobody tells you what any of those experiences are really like. So when it happens to you and it's not the fairy tale you've been sold and it's hard or painful, you think you're crazy.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
Like, you're the only one going through it, so you must be a freak or a loser or broken in some major way, when the truth is, nobody ever talks about the hard stuff, so everybody just feels isolated and sad and scared.
I hear you. But just because you're scared doesn't mean you should avoid all of those experiences.
Sure it does.
Lena, your significant other can't just be Netflix.
Why not?
Remember what Grandma Minnie used to say?
Wear a little lipstick, you'll look prettier.
No, the other thing?
In order to experience the highs of life, you have to allow for the lows.
Easy for her to say.
Not really.
What do you mean?
She worked at the Brownsville Boys Club and was a social activist at a time when women were supposed to stay home and take care of their kids.
That's another thing that no one talks about. What to do if you're a nonconformist.
All I'm saying is, if you only live in your comfort zone shrinks. If you step out, it grows.
Too risky, Dr. Phil.
Love is worth the risk.
So says Hallmark.
Listen. If you play it safe, your life will be neutral. The thing is, you still experience the lows, but you for sure won't have access to some of the amazing highs. And they're the whole point of being alive.
How do you know?
I don't. But Mom did. And I trust Mom.
Yeah, but look how her and Dad turned out.
I know, but she got us out of that deal. And she learned more about what she needed from a partner to be happy.
When did you get so smart?
Hello?
Ta-da! Here you go, sweetie.
That was fast.
I'm a magician. Go ahead, try it on, doll.
Oh, yippee-ki-yay.
You're just afraid.
Of this dress? Yes, yes, I really am.
No, you're afraid if you tell your roommate that you love him, he won't feel the same way.
I don't love him.
Me think the lady protested the lot.
Too much.
Huh?
Me think the lady protested too much.
Whatever. You love him.
Not true.
Oh, now who's the liar?
Okay, so maybe I do. Maybe I love him.
Ha!
A little. but I'm afraid it'll ruin our friendship.
Oh, that's a tired old song. If it's a real friendship, it can withstand a little one-sided love.
You think it's one-sided?
No, no, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
She's saying that even if he's not in love with you, if he's really as good a friend as you think, he'll get over the awkward moment of declaration. In the scheme of things, there are worse things that could happen to a person than having someone tell them they love them, no matter what.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'll ask Jack to be my date for the wedding.
Now you're talking.
Thanks for the pep talk.
What are older sisters for?
Beautiful. Now, try the dress on, for God's sakes.
I hate my life. Oh.
Oh. Mm.
That dress looks good.
It does.
Hey. It does.
Let's find you a different dress.
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This segment appears in the episode The Bridal Issue, recorded on June 6, 2016, in front of a live audience at ACT Theater in Seattle. It was engineered by Brendan Hogan, recorded by Christopher Stewart, and this podcast is mixed by Dave Pascal. Find full episodes in iTunes and Stitcher and at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.